A day after the Senate rejected a proposal to increase gun control in the U.S., groups on both sides of the issue are reacting to the controversial news. Will Tober has the story.
The proposal to extend background checks for gun owners was rejected in the Senate yesterday. The bill, which needed 60 votes to pass, received only 54, leaving many in support of gun control furious.
The fact that the U.S. Senate couldn't even find its backbone enough to pass a uniform background check bill for criminals is criminal.
That was John Rosenthal of Stop Handgun Violence. His anger is shared by many gun control advocacy groups. He believes this bill should have been a slam dunk.
There's no way to know if a gun buyer is a criminal unless you have a background check. So that should be low-hanging fruit.
According to several polls, more than 90% of the American public agreed with Rosenthal. Still, others like Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the South Central LA Tea Party see background checks as a threat to their privacy.
The government would have too much private information on us. They would know where all the citizens who own weapons, and they would be able to just eventually vote to ban guns and take the weapons.
Margot Bennett, executive director of Women Against Gun Violence, believes that the government must obtain this private information to prevent the violent tragedies we have seen across the country. She says that change can be realized if voters make the effort.
It's going to take all of us. There are more Americans that support reasonable gun safety legislation than there are people who don't. And it's up to us to speak out, to pressure our legislators, to make our voices heard.
The president and others supporting the bill emphasized that though they lost this round, the effort to increase gun control would continue. Will Tober, Annenberg Radio News.